essentially did what is called coup proofing, in which he was concerned about any security institution being strong enough to overthrow and challenge him. So he allowed, you know, he allowed basically a proliferation of different armed groups and centers of power within the country. He, of course, ruled Sudan for 30 years, starting from 1989. And near the end of his time in power, before he was overthrown by the Sudanese revolution in 2019, the Sudanese security forces had grown really fragmented. He'd let the official army weaken quite a bit. There was a lot of tribal militias. Actors, the army and the rapid support forces were able to collude, you know, now successfully for about 4 years to stay in power themselves. But there was always that core tension about who was the top dog between them. Crisis Group was warning just 10 years ago, while Bashir was still in power, that if he ever left power, one of the big concerns would be that he left behind such a mess in terms of the military and security, that a huge risk was that these parties would themselves turn on each other when he left power.